The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself called him Lord. So how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Be seated. Good morning. You guys look so happy today. The last day of school, congratulations. Our readings are so appropriate for the very last day of school, because both of our readings talk about listening to what we've been taught. And when you began the new school year, you began with many hopes and dreams. And I hope you realize how proud I am of you as your pastor, because I've seen the growth in each and every one of you, and I've seen the really good things that you've done this year as a school community. But the most important thing that I am proud of always is your faith in Jesus. And as we gather today on this last day of the school year, I want to remind us of what the most important lesson that any of us could ever do, which is to follow the teachings of Jesus always, which is to be kind, to be patient, to forgive each other, and to really strive to love one another as Jesus taught us. So boys and girls, I want to congratulate you on finishing the school year. And my hope and prayer for you is that during the summer, you're going to make your families a better home, and that no matter where you go, you're going to represent Holy Family with dignity and honor, okay? So do you guys want to come to school next week? I heard a few yes, but sorry, we're closed. Can't come, all right? So I want you to know how pleased Jesus is with every single one of you. You did it. The first reading, I kind of was smiling a little bit about, because it talked about suffering, patience, and that kind of all goes with the school year too, that sometimes we have difficult moments, and we hope we learn from them. And I hope we learn more, most importantly, to love each other, because we are a gift to each other, boys and girls. And people aren't going to remember your GPA or your grades. They're going to remember how you treated them. So I challenge us as we end the school year to strive to love each other even more, not only for us students here, but for us adults, because sometimes we need to work on that too. So let's just bow our heads right now. And let's thank God for the gift of this wonderful school year. We thank God for the gift of our wonderful faculty and staff. And we ask God to bless us abundantly as we prepare to begin our summer vacation.